91X News.
It's 10 degrees and starting to become foggy out there. At 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. Quinty's Conservation Adopt an Acre program is in full swing now that the holidays are near. Ashley Clark has more.
Tis the season for Quinty Conservation to promote its annual Adopt an Acre program to protect local conservation areas. People can adopt an acre for $20 and receive an adoption certificate and tax receipt, plus a stuffed Chippy the Chipmunk or Fern the Fox if two or more acres are purchased. Kirsten Geisler is the communications assistant at Quinty Conservation.
In the past, some of the money raised through Adopt an Acre has been used to put up signs, has been used for habitat restoration, as well as invasive species control.
She said this year the money will go towards putting up signs about local invasive species in some of the conservation areas.
It's a great cause, so if you're passionate about the environment, it's something to look into.
This year's goal is to adopt out 225 acres or to raise $4,500. Anyone can adopt an acre through the website or by calling the organization. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
And the man at the heart of the Maple Leaf Gardens sex abuse scandal has been arrested and charged with 3 counts of sexual assault. Toronto police say Gordon Stuckless, 67, is accused of sexually assaulting 3 boys more than 30 years ago. Stuckless has also been charged with 4 counts of burglary, 4 counts of indecent assault, 6 counts of gross indecency, and 2 counts of threatening death. Toronto police allege the incidents occurred between 1978 and 1984. Stuckless pleaded guilty to more than 100 charges for the crimes he committed against young boys decades ago. He previously pleaded guilty in 1997 for sex assault on 24 boys while he worked as an equipment manager at Toronto Maple Leafs Gardens between 1969 and 1988. He apologized in court earlier this year, saying he betrayed his young victims' trust and he alone should bear that shame. Stuckless is scheduled to appear in a Toronto court tomorrow morning. Canadian troops have destroyed 3 vehicle-borne suicide bombers with an anti-armor missiles in Iraq. Senior military officials revealed a surprising detail during a briefing today, in which they doubled down on their defense of Canadian troops being able to fire at enemy forces first. The admission had NDP leader Tom Mulcair accusing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of not being upfront with Canadians about the Iraq mission.
Mr. Trudeau promised clearly, black on white, in his campaign that he would put an end to Canada's combat mission in Iraq. When you have troops on the front line firing first, you're in a combat mission. So let's call a spade, that's what it is, and be clear and honest with the Canadian public.
Major General Mike Rouleau says there has been a substantial increase in the number of times Canadian forces have used fork in Iraq in recent months. But that's only a small minority involved shooting first. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Brexit are being credited for the Oxford Dictionary's 2016 International Word of the Year. ABC's Dave Schreiber has more.
Post-truth is the word of the year. There had been competition from other words like adulting, alt-right, and glass cliff. Post-truth is defined as relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. The use of post-truth increased by 2,000% over last year. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 502. In sports news, on deck tonight, or in local sports, for tomorrow night, the Wellington Dukes are at Stouffville at 7:30. Friday, the Wellington Dukes verse off against Cobourg at 7:30 p.m. at SRock Arena. And the Trenton Golden Hawks take on Aurora at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Gardens. The Canadian women's hockey team will play the United States in a 2-game series next month. The games will be held in Plymouth, Michigan on December 17th and in Sarnia, Ontario on December 19th. The Canadian roster for the series will be announced later this month, Hockey News said today in a statement. Canada ended a 6-game losing streak against the archival Americans with a 3-2 win November 4th in a preliminary round game at the Four Nations Cup. But the United States defeated Canada 5-3 a day later in the tournament final in Finland. Canada is reigning Olympic champion in women's hockey, but the Americans have won 6 of the last 7 world titles. In more hockey news, it's Ovi vs. Sid tonight in the U.S. Capitol. Washington's Alex Ovechkin will lead the Capitals against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Capitals head coach Barry Trotz says if his team is going to play their best hockey, they need to get more goal scoring overall and more from their top players.
Right now we're having a little trouble scoring. A little of that is obviously on the power play there that we haven't found the back of the net. But also, you know, I can take, you know, out of our 13 forwards, I can put 6 of them together and they've got a combined 10 points.
And one of the top teams in the NBA makes a visit to Air Canada Center tonight. The Golden State Warriors will take on the Toronto Raptors. It's the start of a 4-game road trip for Golden State. Warriors' Stephen Curry says it will be a good test to see where they are as a team.
Obviously on the road, it'll expose us to different challenges and kind of see where we are. I think we're ready for it.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers early this evening. Fog patches developing after midnight tonight with a low of +2. Tomorrow, a high of 10 and mainly sunny throughout the whole day. And another sunny day on Friday with a high of 14. At 5:05, it's 10 degrees and already starting to become foggy out there. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte Parland. Thanks for listening. News on 91X is next at 6:00.